In this bulletin, Victoria records 14 new cases of COVID-19 and 8 additional deaths. School students take part in climate strikes across Australia. And in sport, tributes for Australian cricket legend Dean Jones, who's died of a heart attack. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Victoria has recorded another 14 cases of COVID-19 and there have been another 8 deaths. Melbourne's 14-day case average is now 25.1. Premier Daniel Andrews says it's pleasing to see the state's active case numbers dropping below 500.
There are 482 active cases in Victoria. That's the first time we've been below 500 cases for a considerable period of time, and that is very pleasing. I'm sad to say there are now 781 Victorians who have passed away as a result of this global pandemic, 8 since my last report.
And Daniel Andrews is scheduled to appear before an inquiry into the state's hotel quarantine failures this afternoon. A key unanswered question is who authorised the use of private security guards to work at the quarantine hotels. So far, a succession of government ministers, bureaucrats and emergency service personnel have been unable to provide an answer. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has told Channel 9 he hopes the inquiry establishes the truth so people can be held accountable.
I hope that they get to the bottom of it out of this inquiry and that we can learn from the mistakes that the Andrews government has made, because it's had a massive negative impact on every Victorian, and we don't want to see people in a curfew arrangement. We don't want to see Victoria lockdown.
The fortnightly coronavirus supplement is being cut today from $550 to $250. That will see the job seeker payment for singles drop to $815 per fortnight. The job keeper rate will drop on Monday. It will be split into part-time and full-time rates, with the full-time payment falling from $1,500 per fortnight to $1,200. The part-time rate will be $750 a fortnight for those who are working less than 20 hours a week before the onset of the pandemic. School students around Australia are taking part in climate strikes. They're demonstrating against the funding of gas projects, which are part of the federal government's COVID-19 recovery plans. This year 10 student addressed a rally in Sydney, saying she fears for the future.
We are anxious. We're anxious and we're scared. It shouldn't be our responsibility to fight for a safe future, but time and time again, our leaders are seen to be incapable of treating the climate crisis as seriously as it should be.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau expressed his country's dedication to combating climate change in a video address to the United Nations. Mr. Trudeau stressed the need to not forget about the issue as the world battles the COVID-19 pandemic.
We're tackling climate change through a national price on pollution, and we invite more countries to join us through the Carbon Pricing Leadership Coalition. Canada is also co-leading the Powering Past Coal Alliance with the United Kingdom to increase the global transition to clean energy.
Cricketers are among those paying tribute to former Australian batsman Dean Jones, who has died of a heart attack in India at the age of 59. Jones died in Mumbai, where he was commentating on the Indian Premier League tournament. Former Australian fast bowler Brett Lee performed CPR on Jones in his hotel room, but he couldn't be revived. Lee told Star India, Jones will be remembered as a cricketing great.
He's an absolute legend. Obviously, firstly to his family and friends, we send our condolences. It's a real tough day for everyone, not only for his close mates and his close mates at home and the whole cricketing world in general.
Dean Jones played 52 test matches and 164 one-day matches for Australia. Radio 3AW sports commentator Tim Lane shared the commentary box with Dean Jones on many occasions.
He'll be remembered as a brilliant and mercurial figure who played a collection of innings that were as great as any Australian batsman ever produced. The standout, of course, his double century in Chennai when he made 210 in fearful heat. And the match ended in an immortal tie.
And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 23. Adelaide, showers 14 degrees. Melbourne, much the same in 12. Hobart, rain developing, 14. Canberra, showers and 10. Wollongong, a shower or two and becoming windy, 22. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, a shower or two, 26. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 30. Cairns, also cloudy and 30. And Darwin, a possible shower and a possible storm, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.